end of the day, driving home. I've already tried to record this twice, and yeah. they ended up just being sort of sprawling complaints. And I don't kind of want to do that. I'll tell you just real briefly. It's lately, if in my audio booze or in my Twitter stream I sound a little dejected or not in the best of spirits, it's because for whatever reason, man, 2012 has it out for me. I'll spare you. I was going into more detail trying to record it before, and then I realized that's really boring and nobody's going to want to hear that. But in a nutshell, it just seems like I have literally not managed to go more than a couple of days since the year began where I haven't had some sort of a minor catastrophe. The latest catastrophes are I just lost my second monitor on my computer, which is a big deal because that's, I sort of need it when I'm working on my computer at home, but it's dead, it's gone, I can't do anything about it. But even a bigger catastrophe is that about the exact same time, apparently, my Wacom tablet, my digital tablet that I draw and sketch and paint on the computer with, that is also apparently died. That is extremely uncool, because that is more expensive than the monitor, and whereas not having that second monitor is kind of an annoyance, not having that Wacom tablet's kind of a game stopper. That pretty much shuts me down until I can figure out what I'm going to do. So, and because I just spent a bunch of money on a nice new camera for myself, which incidentally I don't regret, but, you know, it did take a big knock out of my discretionary budget. Needless to say, it puts me in a little bit of a pickle. But anyway, what I was going to talk about, though, is lately I've been finishing an audiobook that I started a while back that I've realized may be my number one audiobook. This may be the, if you listen to me or you know me at all, you'll know that I am all over audiobooks. But, trying to get into the apartment here. But this particular audiobook may be the most entertaining, the most fascinating, the creepiest out of any of them. It's The Mothman Prophecies by John Keel. If you recognize the name, you might recognize it because there was a movie with Richard Gere a few years ago. But you should know that the book and the movie bear virtually no relationship to each other. I mean, the movie I thought was really entertaining, but it is extremely loosely based on some things in the book. It is hardly, one for one translation. And while the book comes off, or the movie comes off as being sort of this story of this weird reporter, you know, experiencing all these strange things and sort of leads up to this narrative, that's not at all the book. The book is this sort of sprawling exegesis, really, of all these very strange accounts and weird, just everything you can imagine. But it's told so intelligently that it's just absolutely riveting. So many just extremely bizarre stories told from a fairly objective point of view. So I highly recommend it. It's quite fascinating. Guaranteed to really spook you out, especially if you're listening to it by yourself at night. There's a few of these stories that, frankly, will give you the heebie-jeebies, I promise you. Worth listening to. Anyway, on that note, I think I'm going to get myself something to eat.